Not much appears to keep this child down. From their home in North Korea, this boy's father says he's just getting over COVID-19.
For kids, they tend to move a lot, even if they have a fever, so they just run around and play for 30 minutes.
The nation is experiencing what local media are calling an explosive outbreak. Until last week, Pyongyang didn't admit anything was wrong. Now, it's reporting dozens of people have died. On Sunday, the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, made it known he's taking the matter seriously, visiting pharmacies and wearing a mask in public, something he rarely did before. The World Health Organization offered inoculations last year, but Kim rejected it. Earlier that day, he held the third cabinet meeting in 1 week to create an action plan against the rampant spread of the virus. There, Kim criticized government officials for their handling of the crisis, saying state drugs were not reaching people fast enough and most pharmacies were in poor condition.
We have shifted from the previous quarantine-oriented system to a treatment-oriented system. The most important thing in this switch is the thorough control of the situation.
Although South Korea considers its northern neighbor a nuclear threat, its new president has offered to help.
If North Korea responds, we will spare no medicines, including COVID-19 vaccines, medical equipment, and health personnel.
So far, the most isolated nation on Earth has refused outside help, leaving many relying on painkillers to battle the effects of COVID-19. But even those seem to be in short supply. Laura Badamani, Al Jazeera.